What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And let's say a good morning to a longtime reporter, Captain Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. Fishes in the Grand Isle area. Darryl, what's happening down there on the coast?
A little bit chilly this morning, Don. That cool front's going to put some cold air on us. And I don't know. It's a little bit nippy. Maybe I'm getting old.
No, it brought a little cool weather, but what was nice about it, we didn't get any of the rain associated with it. All of that was kind of to the northeast of us this time.
Right, right. The wind finally started calming down a little bit yesterday afternoon. Peeking the head out the door this morning, it's fine. I think the gauge is saying 9 or 10 miles an hour. Everything's good as far as that goes. It's going to be a pretty weekend tomorrow. It's going to be even better as far as the wind goes. We, the last few days, have had a decreasing tide. Of course, we've had the wind blowing like crazy. But we've had a decreasing tide, a rising Mississippi River, and Davis Pond pumping back out at over 4,000 cubic feet. So the last few days, we've had real, real muddy water. It's been a real struggle to find any fish whatsoever, anything to mention, because we haven't had those incoming tides to beat that water back. So it's been really difficult to find anything that's been clean and what we would call fishable. But that's changing. Our tide comes back today. It rose all night. I think it's rising till about 10 o'clock this morning. I mean, all we got to do now is get some good salt water in here and find some clean pockets of water. The shrimp are starting to show up. I heard Robbie and them talking earlier. Our brown shrimp are starting to show up. They might be growing a little bit faster than his are because we're starting to pick up a few in the webbing. Saw my first flock of birds diving yesterday. The Barataria Bay had birds diving, and it was just way too windy to even try to fish them. So, you know, so it's coming. Spring's coming, and We're on the cusp of it. If we can just get what we complain about every year, get Mother Nature to cooperate with us just a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. Darryl, you know, we talk sometimes what they call jargon. You know, we kind of take for granted people understand the terms we use. When you mentioned you saw birds in Barataria, and for somebody that's not familiar with fishing that much, tell them what that means.
Well, what we found is, or what we saw yesterday, was we saw a couple of flocks of seagulls that are actually diving on the water. Seagulls don't do aerobics or calisthenics, but seagulls don't do nothing but eat. And they're diving. If they're diving, it's because bait's on top of the water. And usually if it's seagulls, it means you've got a school of trout, or either sometimes it's catfish pushing a school of shrimp up to the surface, and the seagulls are diving on it. So that means activity. It's a telltale sign. It's like a big neon sign and a barber's pole saying, hey, you need your hair cut, come right here, because they got a bunch of us right here.
And when you find that phenomenon, it you need to exercise some courtesy. You might want to tell people what to do, how to approach them, instead of running wide open and shutting down in the middle of the flock.
Well, it's courtesy, and it's you know, I mean, if you want to just run the fish away, then you go ahead and do that. But you know, I mean, if you've got a flock of birds working and you've already got a couple of boats working it and established on it, for God's sake, just move on and find you another flock. There'll be more of them. But other than that, you got to try to get. Sometimes these birds and these fish are real, real spooky. You got to get up on the north. You got to get on the upwind, up current side of them and shut down and drift into them. You don't have to go straight to them. They're not going anywhere. If the bait's there, the fish are there. They're hungry. They're eating. You're not the only reason they go anywhere is if you scare them off. You know, so just go in slow. Find your own flock and just be real careful about it and just drift with them once you stay on them. Try not to make a bunch of noise. Don, last year I had guys in boats. They were throwing anchors 30, 40 feet trying to anchor up on a flock of birds. That's not going to work. They're constantly moving around and not going to work.
Right. I'm sure you've had this happen to you. You get all excited. You drift into them and you cast and up comes a big old, catfish, those sail cats. Have you found that once you catch one of those, you just leave it because that's all that's going to be there? Or do the trout and reds mix in with those big sail cats and get the birds active?
Last year we had a lot of situations where they were mixed. So usually we go for about three. If you bring up three catfish in a row, then that's what's on them. Catfish, just leave. You'll find another flock of birds. But usually we got a limit of about three. And especially if they come back to back, then you know that you got a school of catfish instead of a school of trout.
And what's the best technique to use and equipment when you're fishing school fish like that underneath the birds?
Don, it really depends on your school of fish. I mean, for most people, because you're moving and it's dynamic, for most people it's the telltale sign of the cart going under. But if you're on a school of bigger fish, they're going to hit anything that moves. And that's the thing. I mean, people worry about trying to rebait with live bait and stuff like that. It's like, no, man, tear off a piece of your T-shirt and put it on the hook. They're going to hit it as soon as it hits the water.
Yeah, you want to do artificial, something that's easy to get the fish off, because sometimes the flock and the bait ball will break up and go away and it's over. So you just got a limited amount of time to get them, and the faster you can get them in without having to rebait your hook each time really makes a big difference.
And that's a situation, when you're in that situation, Don, it is 100% a reaction bite. Those fish are in a frenzy. They see something move, they're going to eat it. It doesn't matter what you throw, people. I'm telling you, it could be plastic, it could be a piece of your fishing rag. If it moves, they're going to hit it.
That'll make anybody a professional fisherman. Darryl, if somebody wants to get in on some of this action we're talking about that's going to be coming up later this spring and into the summer months, tell them how they can check your schedule and book a trip with you.
Well, Don, they can find me on your site at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. We've got RealScreamers.com. Or you can just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right. Great talking with you as always, and we'll see you next week.
You have a good day, Don.
There he goes, Captain Darryl Carpenter.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.